This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show in December of last year, and I'm talking about no other than DSG Global Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DSGT. And with me today is the president, CEO, and chairman of the company, going to bring me up to speed and bring you guys up to speed, Mr. Robert Seltzer. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, my friend.
You know, you guys, the last press release I read was April, about 11 days ago, and it seems like you got 40% increased in the showing up there in Canada. I think you guys got like 7.7 million Canadian orders possibly from there. It's amazing how good your company is doing, but yet it's not reflecting in the stock price, which blows my mind away. I think you guys should be trading up 50, 60, 70 cents. That's my personal opinion. You shouldn't be down here. All that being said, I understand that DSG has decided to design and manufacture electric golf carts and go head-to-head competition with the three big manufacturers, EZ-GO, Club Card, and Yamaha. Explain for us, if you would.
Yes, thank you very kindly. The one thing I do want to say, just in your first comment, is that we now have, I believe it's four or five major distributors, and I mean dealerships throughout Canada that are now registered. We will have the right amount coming on board within the next few months. And the big move has been in Quebec, Montreal and Quebec City, where the majority, for some reason, it's just a hub for SUVs, and which we refer to as an SUV. It's all SUVs. It's our product. It is going through homologation, process. And we will be one of the first that will be delivering the product this year, 22, to the market. Right now, when you mentioned 7.7 million orders, it's actually $7.7 million worth of orders were booked at the Montreal show. And this week, we're in Quebec, and we're now up to over 1,300. When I say the orders, that's actual refundable payments that have been made towards purchasing and reserving their right to one of our SUVs. So just so we're all clear on that, and it's just unbelievable, and that will exceed much more by the time we're able to deliver in Q4 of this year. Now, in reference to the second part of your question, Everett, and that is the golf car. In over the last 50+ years, the golf car business has been kind of, you know, whatever. There's just not been a lot of changes. There's, you know, they're minor changes, et cetera. And you've been dealing with the big three, and you mentioned who they were. They kind of dictate as to what's going to be, what the price is, et cetera, et cetera. Because we're in the GPS business and we specialize in the GPS business, we also felt that we required to have a golf car that was different. It was unique. It had a bigger battery. It had a bigger motor. It was more powerful. It looked differently. I mean, substantially looking differently. It was sexy. You were proud to be in it. I mean, on and on and on. And so we introduced that, the two-seater, four-seater, at the show, at the PGA show in January. And, it was just a roaring success. We actually showed the body of a car, a naked body of the car, so they could see the steel and the moldings and how it actually was assembled, and showing them the motor and showing them the batteries, because everything we do is lithium ion. We don't do any gas or anything else. They're all electric.
Yes.
And it's been just Absolutely fabulous. So what we're doing is we're waiting for our molds to be completed, our first delivery of our fleet car, which is that we have the fleet car and the dealer's car as well, is going to be arriving in 4 weeks. And once again, we are at every one of our cars, which is completely different ever than anybody else, is going to be tagged. It's going to have the GPS system tracking device installed at its regular price. And all pricing will be more than competitive with the big three at all times.
Let's switch gears for a second. You know, what really got my attention about 6 months ago when you started mentioning about Shelby and their name recognition. Tell me about the Shelby golf cart and that you have the rights to, I believe. And what does that mean to you and your company?
Well, I'll tell you, anytime you get a brand as in Shelby, you just kind of sit back and pat yourself on the back and say, how did we do this? I mean, this is absolutely unreal. How it started, Everett, is we are dealing with a company out of Australia that we just acquired, and the CEO of that company already had the Shelby name in Australia, New Zealand. And also, by the way, the Ford name. And I'm talking Ford Detroit, not some made-up distributorship. And only the rights for Ford, though, in Australia and New Zealand. But and more importantly is we've acquired that company. And because of that, the gentleman, Mr. Bristow, he's just an incredible human being, and he's very well connected. And we said, let's try for the world rights, and we got it. It took months. But we got it. And now what we've actually done is we actually have carts that are being assembled in California. We're moving also assembly facility into Florida and likely one into Canada in the east coast of Canada. East coast meaning a Toronto area, that sort of thing. And we're booked up. We have a full team that's going on. We've actually moved from our 10,000 square foot assembly to a 100,000 square foot assembly location. That's going to be a display of the cars as well as our EVs, low speed EVs, and be able to assemble and carry more inventory of the Shelby. So you got the big. And by the way, I want to mention we were at the Barrett Jackson. They've invited us to show off our Shelby car, and it in Palm Beach, Florida. And
nice.
They've now wanted us to sign up for all their shows, which the next one is at Las Vegas and on and on and on. So things are really booming.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Australia a little while ago, but you didn't mention that you put out a press release on the 27th of April. You guys got another $4.2 million in orders from Green Vehicles. I mean, your orders are just coming in left and right, and I'm scratching my head and saying, this really doesn't reflect the stock of the stock price, and I'm thinking, why is the discord here? And I keep scratching my head. Maybe you're brighter than I am. You probably are, and you could tell me why there is such a discord here.
Well, obviously, I can't. I wish I could. I'm not that smart, and I don't know if anybody is. You look at it when we are sitting in a situation where we are making our move. To the big board, that's our challenge this year. We're starting it last year. This year, we obviously want to make the move to the big board. We've got sales, we've got recurring revenue, we've got name brands working with us, like T-Mobile, like Shelby. It goes on and on and on from there. We've got cash flow, we got backed up orders, we're sitting on 14.1 or 2 million dollars worth of back orders as we speak in the Gulf side. And that's not counting the Gulf cars. That's just strictly counting the GPS systems that we're, you know, getting equipment from in order to install. But, you know, it's the biggest secret going right now, and I still think we're the best deal on the stock exchange today, and I'm hoping now that the word is getting out, now that we can talk about what we actually have, our deals are signed, they're actual facts, maybe the market will take another look at it and say, like, wow, I'm getting in here. But anyway, we'll see.
Your quarter one sales are great. You got a lot going on in the pipeline. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 3 quarters?
I'd like to answer that question, but I don't want to, only because of It's difficult for me to make a projection with it being a public company. But I can say this, and I say this as we move forward, because of the signed orders that we have, because of the Shelby name and the backlog we have, and because of the backlog in our SEVs, just you've got to just sit back and think about it. It's where we are today, and I don't have a rear view mirror on me, I only look forward, but where we are today versus where we're going to be by the end of this year, it'll be a completely different company. It's lots to look forward to.
We mentioned earlier about the Montreal show and everything. You guys beat it by 40% from last year, got orders of like 7.7 Canadian money. That being said, what are you expecting coming up next week here in the Quebec show?
The same. It's the same type of show. I think we'll get 175 to 200 deposits. And I remember a deposit, you can do the calculations, a deposit represents about $45,000 in a sale. So, you know, we've got 1,300 of those reservations. And again, they are refundable reservations if someone would change their mind. However, it's not happened that way so far. So we're hoping that it'll be around the same $7 to $8 million in pre-orders for the car going into the Quebec show this week.
Bob, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's show?
I want you as stockholders to know that we are a real company. We are a real concern. We have things going on that are second to none in the marketplace. And, you know, whether you buy stock or not, just follow us. It's exciting. I think it'll be a good read over the next few years. Thank you for your time, Everett. I appreciate it.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Again, my guest today has been Robert Seltzer. He is the chairman and president of DSG Global. You can look them up. They're on the OTC markets under OTCQB, ticker symbol DSGT. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in the next 50 days and give us an update.
You got it. Thank you very kindly.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.